You have to go further than that.
Do you believe in life on other planets?
Oh, yes. There's not much question at all. But there's life throughout the universe. We're not alone in the universe at all.
You're convinced that we're not alone in the universe?
Oh, I know for sure we're not alone in the universe. Now, have we been able to identify for sure where the other planets are? No, we have not. Certainly not in our solar system. But they've identified quite a number of planets now that very likely could be life-bearing planets. And I happen to be privileged enough to have been on the fact that we have been visited on this planet. And the UFO phenomenon is real, although it's been covered up by our governments for quite a long time.
Whoa! Hang on a minute. Well, this is big. All of this is quite a shock to me.
Well, I'm sorry. You haven't been reading the papers recently. It's starting to open up quite a bit.
So you're telling me... Well, there's a lot of information to take on board. Hang on a minute. I've heard, like, crazy UFO nuts tell me this kind of thing before. I've never had Dr. Ed Mitchell, the sixth man to walk on the moon, a respected scientist in his own right, announce to me that we've been visited by aliens from other planets, and that they definitely are out there. There's no debating it.
Well, that's the first time you've ever talked to me, or I've told you about it before.
So you believe the whole deal?
There's more nonsense out there about this than there is real knowledge, but it is a real phenomenon, and there's quite a few of us. It's been well covered up by all of our governments for the last 60 years or so, but slowly it's leaked out, and some of us are privileged to have been briefed on some of it. I happen to have grown up in whether you know this place, Roswell, New Mexico, where presumably the Roswell incident of 1947 took place, and I'm quite knowledgeable of the lore there, and since I grew up there. But I've also been in military circles and intelligence circles that knows beneath the surface of what has been public knowledge that, yes, we have been visited.
So, and be serious, you're not going to go, I was just pulling your leg about that. That's not true. I'm just wondering if I've stumbled upon astronaut humor, and in a couple of minutes you're going to go, I was only pulling your leg.
No, I won't say that.
Wow. So you've been briefed on the fact that there are, we've been visited.
Well, I have briefed it, one word for it. I have been involved in much of this work. It's not my main work. It's not my main interest. But I have been deeply involved in certain committees and certain research programs with very credible scientists and very intelligence people that do know the real inside story, and I am not hesitant to talk about it.
What is the real inside story?
Well, I've just been telling you, we have been visited.
Are we in regular contact, or was it a one-off crash, or...?
Well, no, there's quite a bit of contact going on. I can't tell you, because I don't know all the extent of it. I don't know all the inside details, because that isn't my really main interest. But the fact that we have been visited, the Roswell crash was real, and a number of other contacts have been real and ongoing, is pretty well known to those of us who have been briefed and been close to the subject matter.
So why is it being covered up then? Why is it that it's not mainstream?
Well, the reason for that goes back to the main instance really started taking place after World War II. When in the United States, at least, I can't speak for the European government or the South American governments, all of whom have recently started opening their files. And this is starting to open up. And just read the internet or look at some of the press, international press, you'll start to get the stories that are coming out now.
I've had people on the show telling me that the governments are mounting up towards disclosure, towards saying that this is the case. Do you think it will be the case that there will be an actual disclosure on this, maybe this year, that the governments
will
come out?
I don't know whether it will be this year in the United States, but certainly We've already had it in the last few years from the Belgian government, the French government, the Brazilian government, the Mexican government. They've opened their files and admitted that they had the files.
Right, okay, let me get my head together. Okay, listen, here's what I know. I've had people on the show talking about the fact that the Catholic Church has said belief in life on other planets doesn't compromise your Catholicism.
Of course, that just happened recently.
Yeah.
In association with a major release, I believe, of the British government, some of the British government files. They weren't their deepest files, but there were some files released.
Yeah. What's happening is at the moment, over the next 4 years, all of the UFO files here in the UK are being released. Do you think it's the case that we are ramping up towards maybe the UK admitting?
Well, I can't say how fast it's going to happen, but certainly the public awareness of it is increasing. The public acceptance is increasing. The amount of misinformation and covert and attempts to cover up seem to be decreasing. I think we're headed toward real disclosure, and some very serious organizations moving in that direction.
You've had a long time to think about this. What do you think the impact will be on the world when it is finally mainstream news that there are alien beings that live outside this planet?
Well, I think at this point it's probably ho-hum, so what's new? I think that certainly in the United States, there's well over 70% of the people now accept this as fact, although they may not, they do not know the all the correct story. They do know that there has been, or accept the fact that there has been visitation and that there's UFOs in the skies all the time that are very likely alien craft. Now, not all of them are. I suspect some of them are homegrown. I suspect that in the last 60 years or so, that there has been some back engineering and the creation of this type of equipment, but it's not nearly as sophisticated yet as what the apparent visitors have.
So, as part of this, as part of you knowing about this, and also going public with it, are you worried for your own safety with this kind of stuff, or are you convinced that the
conflict... No, I think those days are gone. That used to be a concern among the people on the inside, but I don't think they're knocking anybody off for that anymore or doing drastic things to them.
What do you think the intent of the aliens is? Is it hostile or peaceful?
No. It's not hostile. It's pretty obvious that if it were hostile, we'd have been gone by now.
Really? I mean, what?
We could have been.
Wow.
We had no defense, if that's what their real intent was.
And what are we talking, what do they look like? Are we talking like, you know, the traditional
well,
sort of...
you've seen some of the pictures. The pictures that I know of, some of them are these little people with strange, that look strange to us. As far as I know from my contacts that have had contact, that's pretty accurate.
Wow. Do you think other people who were involved in the moon landings know about this?
Some of them do. But again, it's like other people, if you're interested enough to dig into it and want to know about it, you can know about it.
Because, man, listen, I know you're a busy guy and I know there's other people who need to...
Yeah, this phone, they're not leaving me alone with this other phone that's ringing all the time and I'm by myself here.
This has been easily one of the most significant conversations of my life. Unbelievable. I want to thank you for joining us.
You bet.
And Dr. Ed Mitchell, listen, you're a friend of the show, if you want to accept that friendship. Wow, what an incredible...